And the promise here at Town 102 Breakfast in the studio with me is Edward Hemmings. Edward Hemmings, good morning and welcome to you.
Good morning.
Are you good?
I'm very good, thank you.
Yeah, come a little closer to the microphone. Well, it was a very damp Thursday. You had a bit of a journey in, didn't you?
Well, it seemed to follow me, and I've just tweeted, how come when you arrive at your destination, it's suddenly bone dry? And getting through, it must have followed me right the way through from London, I think.
Yeah, I think that's what it is. Now, you recently started up business here in Ipswich, didn't you, in Tackett Street?
We did indeed, yeah.
Yeah, how's that going?
Well, it's built. It looks beautiful. We're at the testing stage now. We've got some 3,500 square feet. It's a training academy for hairdressing. So we're at the stage where we're bringing in models now, making sure it's working, not leaking, and all those kind of things that you need to make sure.
You don't want a leaky hairdresser, do you?
The last thing you need is something, dear. You know, you open it all up.
We've all been there.
There's water everywhere.
Do you ever have enough towels? You've been in the business a long time. You've got a very successful business in London as well. You amazed how many towels you get through.
It is quite frightening. We used the company for many, many years. He retired, we moved on, and suddenly you look at your business again, don't you? And you realise London, we're doing 200 plus models a week. So you're getting through 400, 500, 600 towels sometimes. It is quite terrifying.
So you are playing a part then in training the next generation of hair artists. And hairdresser is not necessarily the right name. It's bigger than that, isn't it? Because hair is big business, and you know it's important what your hair looks like.
The strange thing is it's a cottage industry. It's a small industry, really, but the money it produces for the country, the feeling that we give our clients as they leave us, it is an incredible industry. We're training the next generation. That's what it's all about.
So who trained you? Who trained you?
I actually train with a company, I'm actually 20 years next month.
Really?
I started when I was 6.
No, you're lying. What was it like then? What was it, your first haircut? Do you remember that first snip?
I do indeed. I think it was a man that I did first of all. I'm trying to think back. And you get this amazing buzz that suddenly you've done something and someone says, I really like that, thank you, well done, brilliant. And I was never great at school, I never really found what I liked doing apart from not being there. And suddenly you're involved in something where you can make a difference in half an hour, 45 minutes. You can improve someone's life just through a haircut.
Yeah. And that bit at the end, that never changes. Whether you go for a cheap haircut or go for a more expensive from a professional, the bit at the end where the mirror's shown and do you like around the back? I mean, you know, do customers sometimes say no? I mean, they do, you know. We feel, as a customer, regardless of what we think, we have to say we like it.
I've kind of built up a bit of a clientele over the years of very honest people, and I'm kind of at the stage now where if they don't like it, they're willing to let me try. But if they don't like it, they're happy to say, no, that's not how I want it.
We want to get some advice from you in the next few moments. You know that situation when you